On this episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks, G.G. Jackson is a hometown hero. Gamecock football queues up a big weekend, and Gamecocks NIL takes a big step forward. Okay, here we go. Welcome to episode 79 of Cox Talking Gamecocks. I am your host, Tim Cox, where I will keep every episode from 1801 to 2001. And what a time to be a Gamecock. What a week in Gamecock country. I'm going to dive into all of it, but man, does it feel good? And does it feel even better to be on the airwaves, sharing that joy with all y'all, interacting with all y'all on Twitter, Instagram, everything. It really just feels like the vibes are good. The vibes are getting turned up. We got football season around the corner too, just at the right time. We're all getting primed up. Oh, I absolutely love it. Have a pretty packed episode for y'all. Like I said, it was a hell of a week, but you already know that I have to kick things off with my handy dandy Gamecock Daily Calendar. Let's see what we got today. It is, in fact, a piece of trivia for y'all. So here we go. Name the South Carolina men's soccer player whose 40 career assists still ranks top in the program history, even though he only played his last game in 1994. So still tops an assist from 94. Wow, this guy must have been a beast. Dun da da da. Rob Smith. Shout out Rob Smith. Shout out Gamecock Soccer. Shout out Stone Stadium. That's a great place to watch a game for those of you who are in Columbia and near campus. Would definitely recommend catching a game there. But with all that being said, we got to jump into what happened this past week. And all I have to say is, ladies and gentlemen, we got him. We got him. G.G. Jackson, he is a hometown hero. The kid is staying home. It actually happened. G.G. Jackson is staying home and has committed to the South Carolina Gamecocks. The rumors, the buildup, the speculation, all of it came to fruition last Saturday afternoon. It was incredible. He finished up his AAU tournament, which made him finally fully eligible to be able to make that commitment. And the number one player in the class of 2023, five-star power forward. He's now reclassifying to 2022 and will be playing this upcoming season and staying home for Carolina Gamecocks. Give yourself a round of applause. Give yourself a round of applause, people. It happened. I cannot believe it happened. And it was perfect, too. I mean, Saturday afternoon, I was actually at a nice little rooftop bar. Had a beer in my hand already, got the news on my phone, did a little cheers. Forever to thee, forever to GG. I honestly can't believe it actually happened. I mean, it sure felt like it was trending that way, right? I mean, article after article, expert after expert saying that he's going to reclassify, and then that happened. And then if he does that, he's going to go to South Carolina. And I just was still like, okay, I'll believe it when I see it. And I'm just shocked. I have to pinch myself. I cannot believe this happened. So cool to see. I mean, this is big time, y'all. I mean, this is really, really big time. And for those of you who aren't too close with following recruiting and things like that, to sum up his game for y'all, he's basically a freak athlete. He's freakishly athletic. He can drive the lane like it's nobody's business, right? Like I said, he's a power forward, the best in the country to do so. So you know he's strong. He can move on the block, right? He can get guys off him. He can play through contact. But as easily as he can do that, he has a smooth jump shot, which he has improved on, to my understanding. So it's only going to get better. So he's basically a stretch four, according to most who cover basketball recruiting. That's the best way to describe G.G. Jackson. And just from watching his highlights, I mean, they are truly something to see. And it's just going to be incredible seeing him play for the Garnet and Black. Again, I just still can't believe it. This kid is unreal. And, you know, it's a very interesting saga, him coming to South Carolina, right? And we have to give some credit to the previous coaching staff. They made the connection and the relationship with the Jackson family. They showed that South Carolina is a legit and viable landing place for GG to develop and then ultimately turn pro. But Lamont Paris and his staff deserve even more credit, in my opinion, for building that relationship from basically ground zero, right? They continue to show the interest in him. They continue to prove the value in the school, even when they were clearly behind the eight ball with building that relationship, and even when GG committed to UNC, right? They kept at it. They showed that they're genuine. They probably pitched their plan, the coaching style. Now, are we a little lucky that he wanted to reclassify? Absolutely, because UNC didn't have the scholarships for him if he were to do that, right? We're a little bit lucky there, but we're also a little lucky that he is from the greater Columbia area. And you know what? Sometimes that happens when great things happen to you in life. And sometimes program-changing moments need a little bit of luck, right? I mean, Lamont Paris, I like the hire. I've said that before. It was going to be tough for him that first year or two, especially recruiting. But now, whew, my goodness. I mean, that could be the lucky break that this guy needs to really jumpstart this program. Because at a minimum now, GG makes our basketball program must watch, essentially, right? I mean, he is someone who's going to be a surefire draft pick, probably a shoe-in for the lottery already. So watching him develop over the next year or so is just going to be super exciting. Now, it is funny, though, because at that same time, this is not to say that it's going to be easy for him and the Gamecocks this upcoming year, right? And just because he has all of the stars and all of the hype and all of the talent and all of the ability, that is not guaranteeing us a bid for the NCAA tournament, right? See Ben Simmons at LSU. Look at Anthony Edwards at UGA, right? Two guys who were amazing, can't miss prospects. Number one players who, because of the lack of depth and, you know, team around them, failed to make it to the NCAA tournament. It's tough playing in the SEC, right? GG is going to be a freshman, right? He's reclassifying on top of that. So it's going to be tough, right? He's going to have to put a lot on his shoulders, but the guys around him are also going to have to step up, and Coach Paris is going to have to learn how to work with this guy. But this breathes legit hope and legit excitement and national excitement, mind you, into our program. So if this team can buy in to Lamont Paris's system, and like I just said, if some other guys, if they can step up around him, some of these transfers that Paris has brought in, some of the holdovers from Frank, if they can step up, this team could end up actually putting together a nice little solid rotation game in and game out. But you look at a potential starting five and the next two or three guys beneath that, it's not too shabby, you know, if guys are stepping up and progressing, right? GG's going to he's going to do his thing, right? But he will have to grow into it a little bit, you know? But it's awesome, man. I mean, make no mistake about it, y'all. This is momentous, monumental. Every word you can think of, every adjective you can possibly think of for huge, this is a huge moment for South Carolina basketball, and it signals to other elite players that USC is a true option to come and play basketball. And it's just crazy to say now. I mean, think of the athletes we're about to have on campus at the same time. Spencer Rattler, Gigi Jackson, and Aaliyah Boston, all at the same time. What did I say? Great time to be a Gamecock. It is a great, great time to be a Gamecock. Unbelievable. Welcome home, Gigi Jackson. You are truly a hometown hero. Additionally, on the basketball side of things, it was announced that USC will be participating in the Charleston Classic little tournament in November. Other teams included Virginia Tech, Penn State, Furman, College of Charleston, among others. So that's exciting. If you're in the low country, you get to shoot right over to Chucktown and see Gigi play. So just incredible. Welcome home, Gigi Jackson. Now moving over to the football side of things, have an interesting note to start this off for y'all. Rick Sandage, defensive lineman, announced that he is actually retiring from football due to injury. This came at a bit of a shock. The news broke just a little bit before I actually hit record, and it's kind of sad to see. You know, I was a big fan of his. I was excited when we got him as a recruit. It felt like he was starting to maybe progress to where it felt like his potential was. But, you know, he was a good player, and I was looking forward to seeing him healthy. It just stinks, man, you know. Stinks to see injury take away something like that for the kid. But I got to believe that he's still due to do some exciting things in life. So I wish him nothing but the best moving forward. Stinks to see. Shane Beamer did say, though, that he will continue to be a part of the program in some capacity this year. I don't know about moving forward, but they'll probably, you know, let him travel with the team and things like that. It just really stinks. Really stinks for that. But wish you nothing but the best, Rick. Now, in other news, in recruiting news, more specifically, this weekend for the Gamecocks has massive potential as the team is hosting a cookout where there's going to be a lot of big-time prospects in town, including a couple of five-star guys. Now, aside from them, though, right, I could go into great detail about who's going to be there, but a lot of those guys are whittling down their schools. You know, they're in top eights, top tens, all that jazz. But there are a few headliners who have said that they are going to make their college decision at the end of this weekend. And I'm going to read that off for you here. Four-star defensive end Montique Rames, four-star offensive lineman Marquis Anderson, four-star wide receiver Carmelo Taylor, and four-star offensive lineman Tree Babilade. Now, all of these guys have been big targets for Beamer and company for, it feels like, a while, right? And all of the momentum and indications that you see on social media feels very positive that they like South Carolina. Side note, Rames and Marquis Anderson are both from the state of South Carolina. So those are huge targets, right? But it feels like we have a very good chance to go 3 out of 4 in that group of guys, or maybe even 4 out of 4 clean sweep from these guys. And if you add that to the class that we already have, some incredible things could be taking shape. And I mean, I'm just guessing here, but that feels like if all 4 of these guys commit, plus the folks who have already committed to us, that feels like it's a top 15 class after this weekend, potentially. And that's just incredible. So definitely something to keep your eyes out for. Definitely something to refresh Twitter like it's nobody's business. It's going to be electric. I mean, Monty Grahams, I'm really excited about him. That's a name and a player who I have seen come up a lot. If I had to put a priority, I would love for him to come to South Carolina. I think if you could get both players from the state, that's incredible. But wide receiver Carmelo Taylor, he has some serious skills and that's a room you want to continue to build. And then seeing two offensive linemen with Tree and Marquis on this list, again, you're seeing that the staff is prioritizing the trenches. So it's just great to see. Big time potential weekend for the Gamecocks. Fingers crossed. I hope whoever's cooking it at that cookout is just killing it. You know, I hope they got steaks. I hope they got lobsters. I hope they got some nice diet soda, you know, maybe some Sprite, like whatever you want. Mac and cheese, you know, mashed potatoes. Oh, I hope they have a good dessert tray or like an ice cream truck or something. I'm just trying to picture like what would persuade me as a 18-year-old to go to a school. I mean, ice cream would hold some weight, honestly. So yeah, I hope there's an ice cream truck. If anyone in the program listens to the show, maybe consider investing in an ice cream truck. I don't know. But yeah, big time weekend for the Gamecocks there. Wish them nothing but the best. Also, the fall camp practice schedule was released. That is due to kick off in about 2 weeks or so, week and a half, depending on when you're listening to this. And it just means that football is here, y'all. You know, fall training camp, it's here. You get to read the little tidbits. You get to hear the sound bites of who's doing what. Are there any players that you're hearing might do some big things? Last training camp, that was Juju McDowell. A lot of guys were saying, hey, this guy's got some skills. So it's always fun to hear player quotes and things like that. So something to keep your eyes out for sure. Now, last bit of news I had for y'all here is actually athletic department wide. Pretty exciting stuff here. It was announced that South Carolina is partnering with Altea Sports Partners. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. But partnering with them on a new on-campus initiative for NIL deals. So without boring y'all with all the details, in short, Altea is going to provide USC with a level of expertise and more so full-time staff to help facilitate NIL opportunities for athletes across all sports. So pretty exciting stuff, as South Carolina is only one of six schools that Altea is working with currently. Those schools are Cincinnati, LSU, Northwestern, Oklahoma State, and Virginia. Now, I think this is really cool to see because we all know the NIL landscape is constantly changing. But I like the idea of bringing in a company that has been working on this, bringing that expert level, and they're working with other big-time athletic programs, right? Oklahoma State, LSU, those are programs that we are striving to be, right? I mean, sports-wide, you know? Northwestern, they have some good infrastructure, believe it or not. Cincinnati just moved to the Big 12, right? Virginia, a couple of years removed from a basketball national championship. These are programs where there's a lot of influence with boosters. There's a lot of connections with national alumni bases. And this group knows how to navigate that to facilitate NIL opportunities, but also how do we facilitate opportunities with other brands and whatnot. So I think this is great. You know, there's some cool fan-led initiatives that are out there that where folks are contributing and it connects businesses with players sort of independently. But I love the idea of USC itself trying to stay with, if not even get ahead of the curve on this stuff, right? Trying to help our athletes across all levels. And again, I just think it continues to put USC in a position of strength for current and future athletes. And I can't believe I'm about to say this, but do I dare say that Ray Tanner made a great call with this? I think I might have to. I mean, got to give a guy credit, right? If we're going to bash him for, you know, a million different things, does a good thing here. And yeah, this is something where we'll see what this really means, but I feel like down the line, we'll be like, oh, look at that, you know, it actually helped out. So with that, y'all, that wraps up this episode. Please follow me on social media. Twitter is Cox Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And please like, subscribe, and review the podcast wherever you like to listen it to. Appreciate all y'all. Go Cox.